Hello world, this is Brooklyn, and this is going to be my introduction, my first episode ever. I'm really excited. I just want to share a little bit about myself. I am 25. I live in Virginia. I am majoring in psychology. I'm really big into fitness, and I'm in the healthcare industry. On why I started this podcast, there's a lot of reasons I started this podcast. We will go with the first one. So since I was a little girl, I actually started singing when I was 2 years old. I have always used my voice. My voice has been one of the most powerful assets that I hold. I knew from a very young age that I had a gift, not in just singing, but in speaking and reaching a lot of people and helping a lot of people and giving advice and just being there. On why I started the podcast on a whim tonight is because I was actually watching a YouTube video. It's an audiobook on Destroy the Old You and Rebuild Yourself Alone. I have been really big into self-improvement, changing my mindset, as well as kind of, I guess, rewiring my brain in a sense. So in this audiobook on YouTube, there was things that stood out to me that kind of pushed me to do this tonight. I've had a lot of people that I've ran into in the past 3 years tell me that I should start a podcast or a YouTube channel. And I kind of have been procrastinating, I guess, out of fear of the unknown or the fear of failure, or the fear of people actually hearing me. I've had a deep fear of letting my voice be heard, but after tonight, I no longer will let that fear dictate my life. So, a couple things from the video that really kind of stood out to me was basically, it started with, weakness is a choice. Every day, you decide whether to push forward or to stay stuck with excuses, laziness, or distractions. They control you. You're choosing to be weak. But if you train your mind to push past resistance, you're choosing strength. If you stay in your comfort zone, you will live the same life forever. No growth, no success, and no change. And that one really hit me. If you stay in your comfort zone, nothing changes. And the thing with me is, for a really, really long time, I could not let go of my little comfort bubble, is what I like to call it, until 2023, I had a very traumatic thing happen to me, which I will talk about in the next episode. I will go into more detail, but it changed my entire life. And it brought me out of my comfort zone. It literally took me by my hair and dragged me out of my comfort bubble. So that really resonated with me. The next part of it was, the only way to grow is to do what scares you. I actually suffered from agoraphobia. I have dealt with anxiety since I was a little girl. I have had panic attacks, and the scariest things happened to me. And that really resonated with me because I did exposure therapy and I did things that made me uncomfortable. I did things that scared me. And now these things no longer scare me. They no longer make me uncomfortable. They actually feel okay. There was another part, as well as, if something is difficult, uncomfortable, or painful, it's exactly what you should be doing. Every time you tell yourself, I'll do it later, or I'm not ready yet, you're letting weakness control you. And after I heard that, I sat up. I was actually on the phone with my friend, and I sat up and I said, you know what? I've been told to do this. I've been thinking about doing this. I have been researching it. I have been thinking about sharing my voice with the world. And you know what? I'm going to do it right now. I am going to get up at 2 a.m. And I'm going to do this right now. So I started my podcast tonight, and I'm recording my first ever episode and introduction right now as we speak. So I hope to bring entertainment, knowledge, advice, stories to all of my listeners. And I hope that I can touch and help as many people with this podcast. And I hope that the knowledge that I know can help people grow and evolve and become the best versions of themselves. So, see you guys in the next episode.